Hey, welcome back to another episode on the Living Cozy podcast. I am your host, Brandy J, and today I am so excited to be recording this podcast episode because it's been so long. I know y'all know I be going my little months and weeks or whatever the case may be without doing podcasts, but I finally have a new system and free time to really just kind of perfect my craft. And so today I had got like a message from God and he was just like, you need to talk about this in your podcast. And I was going to do a YouTube video about it, but I'm like, I really need to get a podcast episode out because it's been a long time. And like my listening views my listeners, my listening count has been going down. So, I mean, obviously it's because I haven't been consistent, which I've been praying on that. I actually need to pray more on just being more consistent with it, with everything I do, not just recording podcasts, but with YouTube. I've been doing great with YouTube and kind of getting a video out every week. I actually just recorded one yesterday, I edited it and uploaded it yesterday, so it's out today, and I did a What's in My Purse, because I don't know if I told you guys, but I ended up treating myself to a Louis Vuitton Speedy 30, for my birthday in June, and I actually made a YouTube video about it, and then before I recorded the video that I just posted today, I did say in the review, when I reviewed the purse, or kind of, it was an unboxing video, I did say that I was going to do a What's in My Purse, because I've been really anxious to do this for years on top of years on top of years. I probably was in high school or even middle school. I don't even remember when I just used to watch different girls on YouTube really do the What's in Your Purse or What's in My Purse or Bag videos, and I just always used to watch them. So I'm trying to put out more content where I feel like people will watch. So I'm just in that weird phase where you're trying to get views but still have good quality and all that good stuff. So I'm really trying to get better at it. So I really hope that my podcast episodes are helpful to you guys. I want to have better content, which is why I've been talking to God, and he really came through with this message today. And it's just, I'm grateful that he planted this seed in me so that I can really get it out so it can help you guys grow, and also myself, because I know sometimes it's hard to really get on the straight path because of sin and all that. So sometimes I might have to revert back to this podcast episode and really listen to myself and take my own advice. So today's podcast episode is going to be titled Vision Check. So, vision check, what I mean by that is not literally going to the eye doctor and getting your vision checked, but I had a conversation with one of my cousins earlier last week, and we were talking about some things, and one thing she said to me, I actually heard this twice, because after we talked, I listened to, or I watched a sermon, and he basically said the exact same words that came out of her mouth, and those were, when you're in something, you don't see it. And it's totally true, whether it's a relationship or whether it's, I don't know, relationship or just yourself, like how you treat yourself, or a friendship, aka still a relationship. But what I mean by relationships, I'm kind of talking about romantic relationships. I kind of want to touch on that, but I do want to do a different podcast episode on just relationships in general, because it is tough. Everybody wants everything to be perfect, and it's not. Relationships are not perfect, and that little honeymoon phase definitely flares away, and it's hard because you don't know what you're getting yourself into because you're so blinded. Exactly why I said vision check. You're so blinded. And that's just not even with that whole honeymoon phase, but it's just with everything. Once you're in something, you're so blinded. And sometimes you need someone to really check you and get you together. So I really want to touch on that today. So I called her because I needed an opinion and I needed to know if I was crazy or how I could really fix a situation I was going through. And what she did for me was she definitely checked me and was like, listen, this is what you need to do. And, you know, I listened to her. I wasn't just about to be like, nah, I can't do that. I'm not about to do that. So I listened to her, and what she did was she put herself in my shoes and explained my situation back to me, but with her being me. And as she was explaining it to me, I was just like, wow, that definitely, it shows a different perspective. It is a different perspective because, like I said, you're in it, so you don't see the wrongdoings, or even if it's right, you don't see that because you're in it. So her explaining that to me really helped me see the situation differently. And I was just like, wow, I've been like kind of downplaying myself and playing myself with the situation. So I was like, I have to figure this out because it's a problem. And when she read it back, when she said it back to me, I was just like, she's like, what would you do if I was asking for your advice on the situation? I was like, I would tell you, you know, blase, blase. So after I got off the phone with her, I put on a sermon. I believe it's like the Transformation Church or something like that on YouTube. And he said the same thing. And I was just like, this is a sign. Like something has to change, whether it be a conversation being had or whatever the case may be, something has to give. Because how did this message come to me twice in one day? The exact same words. You don't see it when you're in it. And I say the same thing when it comes to just relationships, romantic relationships. We get into these relationships and we are, and I know I said I wasn't going to touch too much on this relationship because I actually do want to do a relationship podcast with my significant other, but I don't know how that may go because I just don't know how that might go. I might have to do it with someone else, like maybe another female or maybe even another male to spice it up, but I don't want to get too much into it. But I do want to say that we get into these relationships and we don't see the bad. We try to block it all out because we're so in love and we love this person. They're perfect for us. They're distracting us. And then, you know, you guys spend months together and then you start to see different sides of them. And, you know, you're just like, whoa, what did I sign up for? You know, you get to arguing. It's just not so sweet like it was before. And, you know, I've seen this with a lot of couples and it's just like, that's just the cycle of it. That's why I understand why people say marriage is hard. And I used to think like, how hard can it be? Just don't cheat and listen to each other and talk to each other and, you know, put God in between. Like, yeah, that's true. But it's way more complicated because you have two different people trying to come together as one. And you have two personalities and people are raised differently. What's cool to you might not be cool to me, but you grew up like that. So you're like, I ain't about to change my habits. I was born like this is what I was raised like. I'm not about to change for nobody, which is kind of selfish because, you know, you don't want to be selfish in your relationship. Like, I ain't about to change, because if you really want to be with somebody, you're going to do everything you can to make it work and just kind of be collaborative. Don't be so complicated and so quick to be defensive, because if you really want it to work, you're going to do what you got to do. At the end of the day, just like at a job, if you want that paycheck, you're going to do what they tell you to do. If they say y'all got mandatory overtime, you're going to take that mandatory overtime, because what you going to do, lose your job over your pride? Absolutely not. And it's the same thing with a relationship. You have to think about the other person and don't just think about yourself. And I think it's so easy for us to just, because especially if you haven't been in a relationship long term, you're like, I ain't used to that. I ain't about to change my ways. So you don't think about it until somebody's saying it back to you like, wow, I'm really like that. Like, I need to really get my stuff together. Check your vision. Vision check. Write down some stuff and talk to somebody and be like, how do you feel about me? How is there anything that I could do to change? Just a conversation is a start.
And I know this is not the relationship podcast episode that I'm talking about. I want to do for the next episode, so I'm going to stop talking about it. But I just want to give y'all a little teaser of some of the topics that I'm going to be addressing. Like I said, I think this might be maybe a series because there's so much that needs to be addressed. And I'm new in relationships, like not really new in relationships, but this is my, I guess, first true adult relationship. Like this is my relationship as an adult, and I've been through every emotion. Like I feel like Nipsey when he said in 10 Toes, like he was like, I done been through every emotion. Like I done been sad, happy, hurt, like all types of emotions in my relationship. And that's just what a relationship is. And I think we have this ideal because we see like different couples online and we just think that they're so happy. Y'all, child, y'all think everything is sweet and glitter. Like, no, it's not. I've been in a relationship for almost two years now, and this is my longest relationship, and it's definitely challenging because, you know what, I don't even want to get into it because it's another time for this, and I want to give this whole conversation my undivided attention, but my mind is somewhere else. My mind is really focused on this whole vision situation because I want y'all to really get in tune with the whole checking your vision. So let's just bring it back. And like I said, I will definitely talk about this topic in my next podcast episode. I might have a guest on there. You never know. You never know. So let's get back to checking our vision. So basically, obviously we want to check our visions when it comes to our relationships. I already talked about how I believe we need to start being more accountable for our actions when we are in a relationship and just kind of be the bigger person and kind of sometimes you have to step outside your shoe. And that's what I learned to do in my relationship is I know I said I was going to stop talking about relationships, but it's hard to not talk about them because it's one of the subcategories in this whole checking your vision. So I'm going to talk about more romantic relationships and even friendships, because I done been through some things the last couple of months with different friends. We done fell out and got back cool because we talked about our situations, our issues with each other and found different solutions. So it's not just romantic, but I did want to talk about how I learned to really put my pride aside and not just think I was right all the time and just really put myself in somebody else's shoes, like AKA my boyfriend or even my friends. So for instance, back in college, this is a friend topic or friend that I'm talking about. This isn't the romantic relationship I'm talking about, but one of my best friends, Brandy, sorry B, I didn't mean to put you out there, but I mean we real and raw on this show. But we were in undergrad. I don't know if she had graduated already or if I was a senior. I don't know what the case was, but I remember I was in college because I remember exactly where I was at when I read the text message and like the hallway I was in. I remember everything. I remember every emotion. I was just like, at one point, I wanted to turn up, but okay, let's get to the message. So she sent me a message. She was just like, it was a long message too. She's like, I feel like you're not being a good friend. I feel like I'm always there for you, but every time I try to kick it with you, you always put me to the side, but you're out kicking it with other people. And I was really just looking at the text message like, oh my God, like I'm so overwhelmed with school. I don't have time for this. I'm dealing with a sick mom. Like I don't have time for nobody right now. Like I don't have time for nobody's pity. Not pity, but I don't have time for nobody's problems. I don't have time. I don't have time. And most importantly, I don't have time. That's the first thought that came in my head. And I was about to go in, like my little fingers was about to start typing away. But I thought about it. God really be looking out because he came. His spirit was just like, uh-uh, you're not about to do that. This is what you're about to do. You're going to reread this message and you're going to respond like an adult. So what I did was I read the message over and I was just like, I apologize. You're right. I'm definitely going to fix it. This is how I'm going to fix it. And I've been trying my best. Like I try. It may seem like you're hanging out with somebody more than you hanging out with another person because of schedules. We're adults now. And sometimes we're not allowed to just, I mean, not allowed, but sometimes we can't just put things to the side anymore. We got to do what we got to do. And sometimes somebody else's schedule might correlate better with mine. So it's hard now, but I mean, I feel like I've definitely tried. And I am trying. We're still friends, best friends, of course. But at that situation, like at that moment, the old me would have been like, girl, bye, next friend. Like, come on now. But she's a great friend. Like one of my best friends. So I'm like, she wouldn't just look at my message. She would be like, how can I how can I be a better friend to you? So I couldn't just be like, this girl tripping. Bye, I don't want to be your friend no more. Like, I didn't turn up on her. So I had to really put myself in her shoes and, you know, check the vision. I had to check my vision. Like, hold on. Let me see what I'm doing. Let me see how I could really put myself into her shoes and really feel like her and why she would feel like that. So that's how I do with a lot of situations I have. When someone comes to me with an issue, I tend to just really think about it. Like, I don't react. I think about it. I'm like, how can I be better? How can I be a better girlfriend? How can I be a better friend? How can I be better? So how can I be a better servant to the Lord? You know, I'm always trying to be better. So with my relationship, I didn't used to be that person where I'm just like, wow, I wonder why he's acting like that. Like, how can I be different? Like, you know, and I'm always asking my partner, you know, we have these check-ins, like, how are you feeling? Like, how can I improve our relationship? What can I do? And I'm more of a communicator. He's not. So for me, I'm always asking, like, what do I need to do for you to feel this type of way? Like, and it's really never nothing crazy. Like, it's little stupid stuff. So I'm always trying to get better. So it's very important for you to just really step outside. It's going to be hard, especially if you're like one of those people that just cannot put their pride to the side. And you're just like, I'm always right. I don't care what nobody's talking about. And you're just so defensive. It's hard. But at some point, you have to grow up, sis. Or bro, you gotta grow up. Sometimes you just gotta put all of that, you know, egotistical behavior, attitude. Sometimes you have to just put it to the side and think like, okay, this person is acting. Everything is a domino effect. A person acts a certain way because something has triggered them to act that way. Nobody is about to just be out here acting crazy. And if they are, then that you shouldn't be with that person. I'm sorry. If you ain't crazy with them, you should not be with them. And that's just that. I ain't trying to tell you who you should be with and who you shouldn't, but I'm trying to tell you, like, you ain't supposed to be with no crazy person because that'll drive you crazy. But like I said, you have to make sure that person really respects your decisions on what you do, make sure they motivate you, and just really listen. Have conversations. We're adults. We got to put that egotistical stuff behind us. If you really want something to work, talk about it. Communicate. And that's how I've been dealing with a lot of my situations lately. I've been communicating to God, to be honest, and writing down in my journal. I've been doing that. And that's one way I've been checking my vision is God will give me signs. God will give me different signs. I'll pray to him whatever issues I'm going through. I will pray and I'll be like, Lord, today, this is what happened. I got a sign and I think it's from you. Can you really validate that? And then something will happen. I'll be like, oh, bet. He already know. I just needed to confirm my sign. I had to make sure it wasn't no foo-foo. So God been giving me signs left and right. And he gave me the sign today to do the whole check your vision, because this is what I'm learning. Because I told y'all, the old me would have been like, bye. You don't like the way I do this? Bye. You know how many dudes be in my DM? Bye. You know who I could get? Bye. Like, come on now. The old me used to be like that. But now, because I'm an adult and I want things to work out, I don't think like that. I always try to put myself in somebody else's shoes. Always. Because, like I said, everything has a domino effect. If your man is acting some type of way, or your woman is acting some type of way, check your vision. Communicate with them first. Or even friends. If they're not like, even with the situation with my friend, Brandy, one thing I feel like she could have done, even though she was right, I just had a lot going on, and I could have been a better friend. One thing that I feel like we lack is asking or figuring out, like, what's the matter? Like, what's going on? We are so quick to be defensive. We don't think to ask, oh my God, I wonder what's going on with her. This ain't her. She acting real grimy and crazy. Like, what's going on? We don't think to ask that question a lot of the time. Some of us do. Some of us is like, what's going on? You ain't right. Some of us do. But some of us are so stuck in our ways and think everyone has to you know, be perfect and all hell, whoever. That's not the case. We are all adults now. We are adults, and we have to really sometimes just be like, you know what? Something ain't right with them. I got to figure it out. And I just mentioned that we are all adults, and as part of being an adult, there are so many emotions when it comes to being an adult. You have so many responsibilities, so much that you're dealing with. It's hard. And not every day everyone is going to be all happy and, you know, hyped to talk to you. People have so much going on that you don't even know. Just because everything is great in your life doesn't mean everything is great in someone else's life. So just because Jill is happy doesn't mean Ben has to be happy. And I think a lot of us feel like when we're in certain moods that whoever we're talking to or trying to communicate has to be in that mood too. Especially with that whole situation with Brandy, it was like I said, I was dealing with school. I was probably in a relationship, or I probably had just got out of my relationship in college, and I was dealing with a sick mom. Like, I have been going through a lot, but I do feel her 100%. I feel her on what she was saying, because there are times, even today, where I feel like I can be a better friend. I can definitely be a better friend to certain friends of mine. I'm just like, I don't know. It's hard, but we definitely have to really step outside and think, like, how can I be better to this person? Communicate, guys. That's the root of it, is you have to communicate. Have daily chats. Go out to brunch or lunch or breakfast, whatever, dinner, with your friends or your significant other or whoever, and just whoever's in your life, whatever relationship you want to mend, whatever relationship you want to get stronger with, like, not get stronger with, but whatever relationship you want to get stronger, whoever, go have a sit down, check in, just talk, like, what's going on. And if they tell you they got some stuff going on, that might justify why they moving the way they moving, why they acting a little funny. And I don't think people act funny on purpose. I don't think some people in your life act funny on purpose. You know, it's just like I said, life is hard. You know, you got unexpected things that happen, all these emotions. It's not easy. We all done been through some hard stuff. So just give people the benefit of the doubt and just really take time to listen. Again, checking your vision. It's so important, y'all. It's so easier said than done, but check your vision. Next time you have an argument with anybody, just put yourself in their position for like 1 second. Just kind of like think of your body, your soul, just really entering theirs and just think, oh, I see why they mad or why they feeling like this. Empathy, y'all. Y'all gotta really just think about it and check your vision. Sometimes it be you. That's all this whole check your vision thing is. Sometimes it be you. And like I said, if you need to do the method where you explain the situation to someone that you trust and you're talking to, and they run it back to you, but they're saying, this is me in the situation, think about it. Like, give your honest opinion how you feel about the situation. Like I did. I had that really put me in check, because I'm like, wow, I didn't know it because I was in it. But now that I'm outside and I'm you know, this is you, because you're giving me the example, I've been on some BS. Like, this ain't cool. Like, I've been on some other stuff. I'm glad I got outside that. It's like an out-of-body type thing, but it's not at the same time. But I'm glad I was able to really do that for myself, because I feel like I'm on a whole new journey right now. So I encourage you guys to really just check yourself. Sometimes check your vision, check yourself, check with God, because if you don't check your vision, somebody gonna check it for you, and it's not gonna be cute. It's not gonna be cute at all. And I wanted to talk about the whole self-care, like checking yourself along with your vision. Are you maximizing your self-love? Are you doing that? It's like, I know life happens and, you know, we're dealing with school, we're dealing with work, we're dealing with kids, we're dealing with boyfriends, we're dealing with husbands, we're dealing with friends, we're dealing with family. There's so much to deal with in life. But it's like, we forget about ourselves sometimes, which again can be a domino effect. We forget to really focus in our mental health, spirituality, and just self-love in general. We forget that is the domino effect right there, because when you start feeling depressed or down or not happy, it's because you're not putting enough into your glass. You're not overflowing. Your cup isn't full because you don't have that love in there, and you're going to be feeling some type of way, and you know, whoever you're around, they're going to be feeling that negative energy, all types of bad vibes, and it's just going to go from there. It could cause an argument, a fight, a fallout, whatever. But it's like, okay, the root of that is you are not taking care of yourself. But when you take care of yourself, your glass is full, you happy, you ain't really worried about what's going on. You ain't worried about no negativity. You worried about yourself because your glass is full, and whatever comes after that is just overflow and it's extra cool. But don't let nobody pour into your glass to make it full. It should already be full. Don't rely on no man, don't rely on no woman, don't rely on no friends to fill your cup up. You need to do that. Self-love is the best love. And when I say self-love, I don't mean so much of pampering, because sometimes it is needed, sometimes it does help. You know, some of us think, oh, self-love, I'm about to go get my hair done, I'm gonna go get my nails done, I'm gonna get my eyebrows waxed, all of that, massage. That's what we think of a lot of the times when we think of self-love. But what I mean with self-love, don't get me wrong, pampering is great, it does help, but it's one of those things where it'll mend it for that couple minute hours, whatever, however long it takes for you to get your pampering done. It'll mend it for a little bit, but then you'll still have those underlying issues that you're dealing with mentally and spiritually. So when I mean, you know, self-love, start really thinking about ways you can improve yourself. What can you do differently to really help you become the best version of yourself? How can you improve your relationships with people? What can you do better to make yourself feel better for other people? How can you be a better friend? Like I said, how can you be a better boyfriend? How can you be a better girlfriend? How can you be better? Start within yourself. Don't think outside of that. Start within yourself. What can you do? Work on your attitude, really, you know, empathizing with people, communicating. What is it? And what you really need to do, I feel like, is getting a journal and writing down self-reflection. Sometimes you have to self-reflect how you felt today, why you felt that way, and really think, how can I improve myself? What do I need to work on? Is my attitude bad? What do I need to work on? Do I need to talk to God more? More than often, you probably do, because I know I do, and I talk to God every day. But what do you need to work on? And when you write down everything you need to work on, you need to start working on it. Don't just write it down just to write it down and fill up, you know, space on a paper. Work on it. Work on yourself. Because when you work on yourself, that's the best type of love you could give, is working on yourself. Mentally, physically, go to the gym. Do some yoga at home. Do what you gotta do to improve yourself. Mentally. Meditate. It don't even got to be long. You could do a 10-minute meditation when you wake up, before you go to bed. Meditate. That will help you. That will definitely help you. And just think of reasons why you aren't happy. And think of put them in two columns, two categories. Write them out. Think of the things that you can't change about yourself. Write that in one category. Then the other, write it in the other category, things you can change. And let's always remember that money is something you can change. Just because you don't have it right now, money comes and it goes. You could be broke today, blow up on Instagram tomorrow, and all of a sudden you got the bands, you got the bag, you secured the bag, you got to deal with somebody, somebody wants to have you on a show, somebody wants you to be a sponsor. Like, come on, money comes and it goes. But the type of issues where you can't change is like you were diagnosed with a disease that just isn't going away type thing. It's life threatening. That's something you can't change. If you lost a loved one, that's something you can't change. Those are what I'm saying. Like what has been eating at you? Really focus on those things. And then I want you to really think of things that will make those things better. I don't know what you will write on those paper, on that paper. But for me, let's think of something I can't change. Something I can't change is the fact that my mom is gone. That's something that really has changed my whole outlook on life. I just feel like I'm not the same person. I'm not as happy as I used to be. And I know I could change that. But that's just, I can change my happiness, of course, but I can't change the fact that she's gone. That's something that I've been dealing with and I will always deal with. I feel like when you lose somebody, it's not something that gets better over time. It's not a scar that just heals. It's something that will always be there. And then something about myself that I don't like that I can change is the way I manage my money. I know money is not important, but it is because it helps me survive. If I didn't have money, I would be so depressed. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. That's just me. Like I noticed like every time I'm in a situation where I did some stuff with my money and it's just like, wow, I gotta wait till the next paycheck to do stuff with my friends or just really buy something for myself. I do not like that feeling. It doesn't make me happy. I feel like I'm in a box of depression. Like it eats me up. So I'm like, I need to put myself in a situation where I don't have to worry about money and like it just, it's in its own account doing its own thing, or I have the cash stash somewhere. Like I don't have to worry about money. And I feel like I'm my most happiest when my bank accounts are healthy. So for me, I feel like that helps me mentally, obviously financially, and physically as well. Because if I don't got no money, I can't go to the gym. Because honey, listen, my membership is $70, okay? And I know you're probably thinking, okay, you don't got no money because your membership, mind your businesses, drink your water, mind your business. But, so those are two examples for me. Actually one example for each column. And although, like I said, I can't change the fact that my mom is gone, I have dealt with ways to kind of cope with it. I do have support. That's one thing. I talk to my mom. I believe in heaven. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. I believe all of that. I believe. That's all. I believe, period. So that really helps me. And also just really talking to God has helped me. I'm, like I said, I'm spiritual, religious, all of that. So that really helps me with that. Like I said, it's still going to be a wound there. It's not just going to heal ever. So, but I have dealt with, you know, I've been dealing with it and, you know, coping mechanisms have helped me. And then also for the column where I said things that will help me change or things that I can change, the money situation, that's an easy fix. Easy fix. I have a job. I have unlimited overtime. I can fix that issue. So when you look at all the things that you can fix and all the things you can't, I'm pretty sure some of the things that you can fix probably will outweigh the things that you can't fix. So when you look at that list, start chucking away at all of that and think of different, like make a little web. Remember we used to make those webs and in like elementary where you had the little topic or whatever and make the little web. Yeah, do that. And just write it all out. And sometimes it's easier for us to write things out because when we're thinking about all our issues in our head, it just kind of takes over our mind and we just can't stop thinking about it and we get depressed and, you know, we just start doing crazy things. But just write out everything and just look at it and just chuck away at it. For instance, when I was doing my bills, but after I got paid, I was writing out my bills. I always write out my bills and just kind of check off everything that's been paid. And just before I paid my bills and I was looking at the list of everything because it was so much. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a lot of bills. And it wasn't even like it was like $20 bills or $30. It was hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. You know, you got car note, you got insurance, you got phone bills, you got a lot of bills. And it was so overwhelming, but I looked at the positivity because I'm like, some people don't even have the opportunity to have bills. You know what I'm saying? They don't have, you know, some people don't have cars. Some people don't have phones. Some people don't have grocery lists. You just have to really think of the positive. Check your vision. You could either look at it in a positive light or you could look at it in a negative light. And I decided that I'm going to look at it in a positive light. You decide. You decide for yourself at the end of the day. You decide. And today, I got a word from Joel Osteen. He's the minister. And I get his subscription, or I'm subscribed to his different, I want to say these are different like Bible verses along with like, you know, just different words that are encouraging. So I get them every morning and I just kind of wanted to read this to you guys. So today's scripture, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Then it says, choose joy. Did you make up your mind to be happy this morning? It's important to be on the offensive when it comes to your happiness. If you don't set the tone early in the day, the enemy will start reminding you of all your problems and everything that's wrong in your life. Before long, you'll be negative and discouraged. Notice that the scripture doesn't say, I might be glad today if everything goes well, if I don't get stuck in traffic, if my boss doesn't yell at me, or if it doesn't rain on my new hairdo. No. The psalmist says, I will rejoice and be glad no matter what kind of difficulties I face today, no matter who tries to make me upset. I choose to be happy. Happiness is a decision you make, not an emotion you feel. Never forget that although you might not be able to choose your circumstances, you can always choose how you respond to them. If you'll make the decision to stay full of joy, if you'll choose to be happy in spite of your circumstances, the enemy can't keep you down and defeated. God will give you supernatural strength to overcome every obstacle you face, and you'll live that life of overcoming victory he has in store for you. And then it always comes with like a prayer at the end for a prayer for today. So that says, God, I am making the decision today to be a grateful person. You have richly blessed me, and I am going to count those blessings every day. When I make a daily list of 10, it will be in honor of you. In Jesus' name, amen. And this is something that I start my morning with. When I wake up, I get up, go to the bathroom, and I read this in the bathroom before I get in the shower. And it really sets the tone for my day. So start doing stuff like that. That really helps. I just feel like I should just do a whole self-care type of podcast episode, because that definitely will, you know, y'all will love that one, because I have so many remedies, like, it's not even funny. I should make that into, like, a YouTube video for sure. But I just really wanted to talk to you guys about that message that I got from God today about checking our vision and just really working on ourselves, because that's where a lot of stuff starts. And if you feel like you're in a situation where you're outgrowing somebody, or, you know, whether that's friends, because I didn't outgrow friends as well, best friends, whatever. You outgrow people. That's life, because you're going in a different direction. If you ain't outgrowing people, then I don't know, like, that's tough. But I outgrow people all the time because I'm always growing. That's just me, though. Like, I am always trying to do something different and trying to grow and just, you know. But I feel like that's God. God is like, okay, you dealt with that for a little bit. Now I want to take you higher. And that's just that on that. You feel me? So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. This is a little longer than I usually do, which I'm trying to have longer podcast episodes. I missed you guys so much. But like I said, Jesus had a word for me. He was just like, this is the platform that I want you to speak on. So I spoke on it on my podcast. So I really hope that you guys really enjoy this message and that you really take something away from this. You don't have to take everything I said. Just take something away from this. Leave a comment if you want to. Whatever you need to do, rate this podcast and also subscribe. Please. I need your support. If you guys want more podcast episodes, I need you to subscribe and start listening. I will have all my social media handles in the description so you guys can check me out. And I really, really, really appreciate you. I really appreciate you guys taking your time out of your busy schedules to listen to me Much love to everyone. Peace and blessings. And I will see you, or not see you. Why do I keep doing that? It's just like YouTube. That's what I'm used to. What should I say then? Catch me in my next podcast episode. Maybe we'll say that. I'll catch you in the next one. So peace and blessings. Love you lots. Mwah.